The following worship service was recorded live with Reverend Jimmy Krishan at Rock Springs First Methodist Church, a traditional Bible-based faith community worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan tradition on Sunday, August 11, 2019 in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Church. Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus our Christ on this Sunday morning. Today is the day the Lord has made. Think about that. It is a day God has given us. It's unfolding, and we don't know what it holds, but we do know that this is the day the Lord has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, we do thank you for this awesome opportunity to come to worship, fellowship, and to praise you. Father, we would ask that you would just let our hearts be lifted, our souls rejoice, as we share in this time together with you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our scripture today is Luke 12, verses 32 through 40. And 3, 2, 1. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known what the hour of the thief was coming, But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour.
How many of you like to have company? Folks visit you. Anybody? Some of you don't like anybody to visit you. You just assume they stay away, right? Don't come. I think most of us really look forward to people that we love and that love us to visit. Maybe not some of the others. You know, maybe not those people who are just trying to say an Electrolux vacuum cleaners or things like that. But, you know, it's those people that we love and that love us. And how many of us like to go visit people like that? That love us. I told you to hear about this. We got to go stay at some of our friends. You know, we stayed at Carrie's mom's, and that's great. But, you know, moms have to welcome their kids in. You know, it's just the way it is. I'm just kidding. They don't have to. They can shut the door. But we went and spent time with Jimmy and Susan Henson, two of our friends from back there. And they actually, Jimmy says, you've always got a place. And he said, Carrie can come too. And he said, she can actually come without you if she would like. But we need to know why you're not with her. We had some good laughs. But here's the deal. They keep a room ready for us. Can you believe that? How many of you, if someone was going to come to visit you, would get ready for the visit. You would, wouldn't you? Would you go freshen up the guest room? Freshen up the towels? Go buy some extra groceries? Keep it in mind what they like to eat? Because you love them, they love you, right? So you know them. There's a relationship with them, right? And would you look forward to them coming? Folks, we're in church, but you look like you're at a funeral. Are you the frozen chosen? Maybe we need to do calisthenics or something. Man, you're a hard crowd this morning. Yeah. Would we be thinking about what we were going to do when they got there? Yeah, you'd be planning things out, right? You'd be thinking, okay, they like to play gin, or they like to play rummy, or they like to play card games or board games, or they like movies, and you'd be thinking, well, maybe they like hiking, maybe they like going down the lake, and all of those. You'd be thinking about things that you could do when they got there. You'd be preparing for that, wouldn't you? And it was wonderful. Carrie's mom had dinners planned so that we could celebrate Carrie's birthday. We won't say which one, 60. But it was she wanted to celebrate that 60th with Carrie. And do you see the look? Do you know what that means? You don't have any idea just exactly, but I do. I'm staying after church. If you want to meet or whatever, I'll be around all afternoon. Safer than going home. But she had another day planned where we went out to Lake Jocassee, and there's all kinds of waterfalls around the lake and swimming. And she was anticipating. She was preparing for us to come and see her. You know, and that's the way it is. You're waiting for somebody you know. You love, you anticipate them. Well, the one problem was she didn't know exactly when we'd get there. She knew it'd be Monday, but she didn't know exactly when. For us as Christians, we're promised that Jesus is coming back. And we don't know when. He says in our text, we don't know when he could come in the morning, he could come in the middle of the night. We don't know. But we're to be ready for his return. And we should be in the same relationship with him, a loving, caring, and intimate relationship where we would be anxious, where we would be looking forward to, not anxious in a bad way, but looking forward to his coming, and that we would be ready for his coming. Now, how many of you would just like this person to visit you with an open invitation? Come anytime. I'll be ready. Back in the Southeast, in the South I grew up in, and I've told people the South I grew up in really isn't there except in little pieces and pockets. There was always a sign for you. And Tom Modette with Motel 6 made it a commercial. Do you remember the slogan? We'll leave a light on for you. When I was growing up, if you expected company, you left the light on for them. Only if they were welcome. If you went to somebody's house when I was growing up and the light on the porch was off, you did not visit. Even if they said they were your friend, you didn't knock. How many of you have ever taken a kid trick-or-treating? It's okay. You don't go to hell for going trick-or-treating. Oh, holy smokes. I don't know. It's a trap. It's not a trap. How many of you dropped your kid off in front of the house with no lights on? Not me. Yeah, that means go away. We ain't giving no, this is not the place. So, but to be hospitable, to think about this, to receive this, and if you do, and here's the other thing was, if the porch light was on, you went up and knocked on the door, they come, they let you in, and the next thing that happened, always, I don't know if you did this. They would ask you, do you want some pie and a cup of coffee? Do you want something to drink? How many of you keep a pie ready? I don't know how they did it. They had the, you know, they had warmers over the stoves and stuff. They always seemed to have a pie in their pocket. And they, you'd say, sure, man, I'll take a piece of pie. They'd come out with some pumpkin or apple or pecan or something like that and a cup of coffee in just a few minutes. Maxwell House Master Blend. And it come out in a cup that wasn't dainty or pretty. It was a coffee cup. Now we got saucers. You got those little plates, you know, that you put your coffee cup on. And I've noticed those things have turned into foo-foo plates. Have you noticed that? They're square. Why in the world would they need to be square? We've got some square things, you know. And why do they need to be flat? Don't they know what that's for? How many of you know what that saucer's for? Some of you don't even know what your dishes are for. It's remarkable. That is so that when you get your piping, coffee needs to be hot, by the way, and I am amazed that somebody got coffee spilled on them and got to sue somebody because it was hot. My goodness, did you? Now we got signs everywhere, coffee is hot. Coffee is hot. Where are we going? Where was I going? Anyway, saucers are made that you poured your coffee on the saucer. And you actually sipped your coffee off that sauce because it cooled it off. But you know what else you could use that for? You could lay that apple pie on that saucer, and you could pour that coffee down on that apple pie, and it'd soften that thing and warm it up. Don't you look at, you ain't even tried it, and you're making faces. Pecan pie. Pour that coffee. Hot black Maxwell House. Right over. Oh, you don't know until you've tried it. It is the stuff. I mean, that's the stuff that, you know, but always they had stuff like that, and they have a seat, sit down, you know, take a load off, they'd say, let me get you something. And all of a sudden you felt at home. You felt welcomed. You felt like they knew you. You felt like they cared. I want you to notice a few things in this text. The first one is, as Jesus begins, he says something that is foundational to what we are, who we are, and what we do. Dear children, be not afraid. We should not dread the coming of our Savior. We should not fear the coming of our Savior. We should not fear Him showing up at our door. For we should be living in a relationship with Him that has alleviated the fear of wrath and judgment, even though we're not perfect. Sometimes that pie was a day or so old. That's why you put the coffee on it. That's the way it went. You see, I've lived long enough now to know that I'm not perfect. And I've lived long enough to know that we are not perfect. And it's okay. And I've lived long enough to know that God knows I'm not perfect. And He loves me anyway. I got to test my little wife here just a little bit, but I won't go over here. How far can you throw that Bible? That thing's heavy. Honey, how perfect am I? Tell the truth now. You know the perfection that's walking around up here.
You're not even close.
I thought she was supposed to be on my side. If I was going to get that kind of answer, I'd ask Big Nick. But do you love me?
Yeah.
Good. Even though I'm not perfect. We need to talk. If she can love me and I can love her and we are earthbound and imperfect, can you imagine how much more God loves us? Can you imagine the depth and the richness of the love of God? Be not afraid, my children. Be not afraid. And he goes on, and we're going to get to that famous passage of Scripture. I've got to hurry. Communion always makes this tough for me. I can't say my name in less than 20 minutes. Takes me that long to spell it, too. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. Let that soak just a minute. As my granny used to say, put it in your mouth and swish it around a little. Think about it. It's God's pleasure to give you the kingdom. We'll be back. Sell your possessions and give alms. Okay, now we're right, aren't we? We got to sell everything and live in poverty, right? Right? What? Why not? It's what it said. Sell your possessions. Sell them and give alms. He told that rich young ruler, don't you remember? He said, you've kept the law, but there's one thing you lack. And that young ruler says, what is it? He said, go and sell all that you have. Take up your cross and follow me. And the rich young ruler went away sad, for he had many possessions. Maybe we need to let that one swish a little bit. Let's fix it. Jesus is saying that if you sell things to share out of what you've done, don't be greedy, stingy, self-centered, and self-serving. One of the problems in the world today is greed, selfishness, and self-centeredness. And that's the mark of a non-Christian. To only worry about oneself, preservation of oneself, and one's own stuff is a mark of the non-Christians. He says to do that and then give some away. He didn't say take it and give it all away. And we get an example of this in Jairus and Jannes when they are confronted for selling their property. Remember their story. And they don't tell the truth. And they get killed and they're drug away. For they didn't share out of what they had sold it. And they told a lie about what it was. So it's to do good with what you have and to share as it is needed. And then he goes on, make purses for yourselves. Men, how many of you want a purse? We're in trouble, aren't we? Make purses for yourself. I just worry about that. We'll fix it maybe. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out and wait a minute. I guess I need to ask. Ladies, do purses wear out? Have you ever carried one until it was wore out? You ain't joking. I'm thinking that. Folks, I'm just going to be in so much trouble. Who can I go home with? You know? It's a hole, and I'm digging it. It's getting deeper. Now it says to make a purse that won't wear out for yourselves that do not wear out an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth can devour. For where your treasures are, so will your heart be. And here we go. God wants to give you the kingdom. He wants to give you the kingdom. Told you he was going to have to find out about that. And he says to lay up these treasures in a purse that can't be destroyed, that lasts forever, and to take these treasures and put them in heaven. And that means wherever your treasures are, that which you most desire, that treasure in your life, wherever that treasure is where your heart will be also. And friends, the kingdom of God and this treasure, there's only one thing. Here's how many of you listened to Facebook this morning? Sunday school Facebook. Carrie did? No answering. You can't answer. You're exempt. What is the one thing that can exist in the present? Got it? That can exist in the present, that can exist in the future, and that can exist in heaven at the same time. Riddle me this. Love. I told you, you were in Sunday school. You couldn't answer. Do you not listen? No. I done said no. Love. It's the only thing that we've got now that's going to last out through eternity. And folks, that's what the kingdom of God is. It is a kingdom of love. He wants to give us his love, his grace, his mercy, his presence. And he did it in the very person of Jesus Christ, who was alive, dead, buried, crucified, and resurrected unto eternal life. For where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. How many of you find it hard to be mad at somebody you love more than just a little bit? Yeah, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Love is the one thing that spans time, space, distance, and that never dies. When you love somebody, it never dies. Their love for you never goes away, and your love for them never goes away. And God hands us the kingdom, which is a kingdom of love. And you know what else is great about that? Love isn't limited, is it? Love isn't limited. You can love as many people as you want. Have you noticed that? And you know what happens? The more people you love, guess what happens? The more. Yeah. Now, how many of you want to live to be a ripe old age? Like Anita. I'm just getting these shovelfuls to dart, aren't I? I'm digging in, aren't I? How many of you like to make friends? The two need to go together, because if you live to be a ripe old age and you don't make new friends, you'll run out of them. How do you make friends? Loving each other. Loving each other. Caring for each other. You see, that's what the kingdom of God is. Have a look around. Jesus said, the kingdom of God's come near you to love one another. He said, this is the only commandment I give you, that you love one another. I don't know, Betty may be a little older than Anita, but it wouldn't be fair to pick on Betty. Just a couple days. Well, Anita's older than dust. I'm just kidding. I'm going to get in trouble. I think we should have communion. The hole's getting deep. I got one more thing to share with you. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Verse 39. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, nor the time that Christ is coming. But we need to be prepared in our heart and in our lives where he could come at any time. The devil will give us and whisper to us, we have plenty of time. Folks, I need to tell you, you don't know that to be true. He says, well, if you'd have known the time, you'd have been ready. The reality is you need to be ready because you don't know the time. You don't know the time. Jesus could come back before I have an invitation and serve communion. We might not see the sunset today, so we have to be ready. Nobody knows when their time is done, so we need to be ready. Whether it's when we come to love us and to bring it into our hearts, or when we finish this life and stand before Him. But there's one more piece. He is God. Verse 35, be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be ready. Turn on the porch light. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return, and that needs to be loving servant instead of master, or slave instead of slave. Fix that. If your Bible says slave, fix that. Loving servant or servant. Blessed are those loving servants whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, look what he'll do. He will fasten his belt. He'll fasten his belt. Look what he does. And have them sit down to eat. And he will come and serve them. That's God's love. The table. Amen. Let us pray. Father, how do we prepare? How can we be ready to live in love and grace, not in fear and trembling, and to know that you have loved us while we were yet in our sins, and you love us still? Father, we thank you for a love that never ends, and for the capacity that you've given us to love one another with a love, too, that never ends. And Father, help us lay up for us treasures in heaven, treasures of love and grace, treasures of grace and mercy, treasures of love shared that extends beyond time and space. But Father, let us always remember that those gifts that we lay up begin here as we love you and accept your love for us, and as we love others. And Father, as we love others, may they receive that love. May they receive it out of grace and mercy as it's given. Father, we thank you for your love that is at the table and in which we share. We lift our hearts in your name. Amen. To stay ready, to live ready, but not in fear, not in anxiety, but in love. As we love our neighbors, may we feel God's love in us. As we forgive ourselves, may we feel God's love in us. As we forgive others, may we feel God's love in us. So may we live out God's love, that the kingdom would be around us. And now may God's grace and mercy go with you, bless you, and keep you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.